Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Miguel, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. How you doing today?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Arizona Opinion Surveys.
Okay.
And what we're doing, we're conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in a November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
Yeah, I'll try to vote.
Oh, probably vote, okay. And in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Yeah, I think Biden.
You're not sure though?
I'm pretty sure it was Biden.
Okay, okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African, Hispanic, Asian?
I'm a Hispanic.
Okay. And may I ask your age?
40.
Okay. The next question, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I think I'm very conservative.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied?
No.
Dissatisfied? Are you
dissatisfied?
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. So now I'm going to read a list of different issues concerning some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so how important it is for you, how will you rate improving K through 12 education?
Very important.
From 0 to 10, how will you rate it? 7, 8, 10, 9?
I think 8.
And 8, okay. And how about the next one? Protecting voting rights and democracy.
A 9.
And how about banning tobacco products for adults?
They should.
So how will you, so you put a one number from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. And how about lowering the cost of hair care and prescription drugs?
I think a 10.
A 10 also, okay. And making college more affordable?
A 10.
Great, great. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
And I strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Okay. Now, I like you to rate with your feelings towards some people and organizations on a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number, okay? How do you feel? This is based on your feelings. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
In the middle.
So you will say 50?
Yeah.
Okay, and how do you feel about the Food Drug Administration, or FDA?
drug. And that, it's not so good.
What number did you say?
Not too good, a one.
A one, oh, okay.
Oh, and, my baby.
Okay, and how about Democrats in Congress? How do you feel about them?
A one.
A one also, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? How important is for you for them to focus on authorizing prescription medication?
In the middle.
So you set a 5.
Yeah.
Okay, and how about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverage?
Very important. So 10.
Okay. And how about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke? They're going to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Yeah,
how will you rate that?
To help them, I think a 10.
Okay. And how about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
Huh.
Should I read it to you again?
Yeah.
Okay, how would you rate it from 0 to 10, how important it is for the FDA to educate the public about food safety and diet and nutrition?
In the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So is it really, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, or somewhat oppose?
So repeat the question on that one?
Oh, yes. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of... Do you somewhat support or somewhat oppose?
Yeah, 8 or 9.
Okay, this one, do you strongly support it or somewhat support or somewhat oppose?
Strongly support that they don't sell tobacco.
Oh, you think, okay, great. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support?
Yes.
Okay. And how about regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Do you much more benefits or somewhat more benefits or somewhat more less harm? More benefits. Mm-hmm. Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
That's it.
Are there other issues should be a top priority, or are there other issues more important right now?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, those vaping things are really bad. They should get those off the street.
Oh, those are worse than the, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read you two, and you can choose whichever one you think is the best one for the government to focus on. Mm-hmm. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, obtainance and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. That's one of them. And the last one is prohibiting an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco usage by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you think is the best one?
Prohibit.
Okay, now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say they could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars. Too much, man.